Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We discussed earlier the government has established the new Housing Activation Office, claiming it'll mark a step change in housing delivery and a way to quickly break down the kinds of barriers that have been slowing down development up to now, they say. I'm joined by Pat Davitt, who's Chief Executive of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, and also by Burr Grogan of Simon Communities. He's the Executive Director there. You're both very welcome to the programme. Burr Grogan, a step change in housing delivery, they say. Are you optimistic?
I'm not, unfortunately. I welcome any announcement around any action that's going to be done to address housing supply across the country. But just looking at it again, the wording in the press release, it echoes back to something from the end of quarter four 2021. So 4 years now, there's a national homeless action committee, which we actually sit on as well. It's cross-governmental interagency oversight group. So I think I'm just afraid that it's just redressing some of the older policies that haven't been working.
Okay. What are you afraid of, Burr? Is that it's another level of bureaucracy instead of just getting to the root of the problem? Is that it?
Yeah, like we've been told that the issues around supply, and everyone agrees and understands that we need to increase supply of housing. That's not contested at all. But we've been told that the barriers were around the cost of construction and the lack of personnel. So I don't think you need a strategic housing activation office to tell you that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand why the resources wouldn't just be going to the local authorities. Like, surely they're the ones that know, well, this site is zoned, this is what, you know, it needs the water infrastructure, it needs the transport infrastructure. So I think that the block that we've seen has been around funding and resources for local authorities. It's been the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform and some of those necessary measures. So I don't see how this structure will have the necessary power to make those changes.
Well, we spoke with Minister Dara Cleary, and he was adamant that they would have the power of this new office to remove blockages, I think were his words. Stay with me, Burr. I have Pat Davitt as well. What's your reaction to this new Housing Activation Office, Pat?
Good evening, Cormac, and Burr as well. I suppose IPAV, we welcome the announcement, and we wish it well on the Housing Activation Committee. But I suppose we're raising questions about it, and we're raising them merely because of the wording today, as Burr has said in the statement. We're all looking at, I suppose, today's statement, and we're saying that the Activation Office will sit alongside existing divisional structures in the department. We all know that's not what we want. We want an activation committee, if that's what it's going to be, that's going to have powers to get on with maybe emergency planning, maybe different things that we all know are holding up the number of new houses that have been built. And indeed, Burr has come across two of them there, electricity and water and finance. They're some of the bigger ones. And we need a committee that's going to do that. And we need a committee that's going to have the power to do that. As the Housing Commission already have said, we need an oversight committee with legislative powers that will remove obstacles and remove them quite quickly.
Yeah, what do you mean? Unless you mentioned emergency planning there. What do you mean?
Well, emergency planning, I suppose one of the big things about planning is that anybody can object to what seems to be and what oftentimes is a very reasonable development. And we think that emergency planning should be overruled that and to trump that. We also feel
Has that not been streamlined recently with the planning framework and so on, that not everyone can object?
Well, we'd like to think that is the case, but it's still holding up developments, and that really is that's one of the part of it. Like, developments go on and planning goes on for ages and ages and ages, and they're going on far too long. And like, small developments in small towns as well as that, like, you know, if you've planning permissions up for maybe 20, 25, 30 houses or something like that, we believe that a county manager and planning officer should be able to make decisions on that and make them inside a period that you give them a particular period to do it. And that could be something like maybe 3 months, 12, 14 weeks or something to that effect, and get small builders building these houses and get them on with the projects. Yeah. That isn't happening at the moment. We're in the planning for years.
Yeah, for years is difficult, but the planning consultation, public consultation and the right to object is there for a reason, isn't it?
Well, it is there for a reason, but like, you know, what trumps what? Like, you know, we need housing. We need a certain amount of housing. We need a large amount of housing at the moment. According as time goes on, if we need less housing, we can look at the situation again of emergency planning. But we can't have we have a situation at the moment where you have a chicken and egg. We are looking for people to build housing. We're putting in planning, builders are putting in planning, and just they're not coming out and they're not getting the planning. So therefore, houses can't be built.
You're looking for more tax incentives as well to inspire people to build more. Can I go back to Burr though for a second? Because it has been mooted that the new head of this planning or housing activation office could have a salary of €430,000. How would that sit with you, Burr?
Again, if someone was going to, you know, have a salary and be able to deliver things overnight and straight away and have the power to do that, well, that, you know, that's not what's in question here. But I don't, we weren't consulted about it in the sector as far as I know. And I do have an issue with this idea of industry representative bodies and, you know, the experts, targeted team of experts, unless you're listening to the people who are working on the ground with the tens of thousands of people's experience in homelessness and listening to us and hearing from us, then, and people trying to access affordable housing and everything as well. And just another point, Pat made there about the Housing Commission. And, you know, I suppose that's the thing of there have been so many reports and recommendations. And, you know, it is great that there's a recommendation coming out of that. But unless this activation office has the powers to give resources to the local authorities and to move on things. And the other thing that I'm wondering about it is vacancy and dereliction. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen the amount of properties that are around. I'm in Finglas and every other road I walk down, there's a vacant, at least one vacant property, you know, and these are, you know, how much would it take to get them back into the housing stock?
You're among a number of people who've raised that point. Look, we'll leave it there for today, but good to talk to you again. Burr Grogan, Simon Communities Executive Director, and Pat Davitt, Chief Executive of IPAV. Thank you as well.